Please note the square charge array involving two positive charges from lysine or arginine, diagonally situated from one another, and two negative charges from DNA, also diagonally situated. Let's bring in a little box to mark these charges. This is precisely the square-shaped charge array we borrowed, so to speak, from the protamine DNA model, and is one of the key features of that structure. The principle here is quite the same. Adjacent columns of protamine beta strands and DNA tetraplexes can align as shown, with the respective positive and negative charges lying at the corners of a square. Since the diagonals of a square are 1.41 times the lengths of the sides, and since charge interactions vary with the square of the distance, the attractive forces in the sides of these squares are approximately twice the magnitude of the repulsive forces at the diagonals, making this a very stable structure where it can be found. Although the basic residue content of histone is less than that of protamine, it remains true that in the histone DNA complex, at the N-terminal regions of each of the eight histone subunits, the fraction of basic residues is still quite high, about one-third of the residues being either lysine or arginine. So, although there will be fewer of these square charge arrays than are found in protamine, they will, wherever they are found, stabilize the structure. In the protamine P1-P2 heterodimer, because of the high arginine content, a large percentage of arginine residues in P1 were fortuitously adjacent to arginine residues in P2, giving rise to many of these square-shaped charge arrays. In histone, however, the number of protamine-like square charge arrays will be lower, involving only about one-third of the basic residues. If you do the math, you'll immediately realize that, approximately two-thirds of the time, basic residues in one N-terminal beta strand will not fortuitously align with any of the basic residues in an adjacent beta strand. In other words, since an average of only about one-third of the N-terminal amino acid residues are basic, then the chances that any one of them will align with a basic residue from an adjacent histone N-terminus are one-third times one-third equals one-ninth. Therefore, most of the basic residues will not be part of a perfect square array of charge interactions, but rather